Hello and welcome back to ADHD Support Talk Radio. My name is Tara McGillicuddy and I am the host of ADHD Support Talk Radio. I am an adult ADD and ADHD productivity coach, and I am also the founder and director of addclasses.com. And at addclasses.com, we provide virtual support and education to people affected by ADD and ADHD. We offer free teleseminars, we have an extensive ADD audio library, and we also offer more in-depth support programs. And you can learn more about addclasses.com by going to the website www.addclasses.com. And in just a moment, I'm going to be welcoming back Lynn Idris to ADHD Support Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about the struggles and challenges of getting things done. But before we do that, I'm going to make a few announcements. It's, you know, the beginning of 2016, and I have some great things going on this year. I have revamped the Adult ADD Productivity Circle, and registrations will be open for that very soon. You can learn more about that at adultaddproductivity.com. And I want to talk about a brand new program or an event that's going on that begins on January 17th and runs all the way through February 17th. And it is called the ADHD Giveaway. And it's simply that I and four of my colleagues are giving away some awesome ADHD products and services. Most of them are coaches, and hundreds of dollars worth of products and services. And it's simple. All you need to do is sign up at the website ADHDgiveaway.com. Just enter your email address, and from there you will be brought to a page with some free goodies, things that will help you succeed with ADD and ADHD. And the website for that is ADHDgiveaway.com, but you must sign up for it before February 17th. And with that, Lynn, welcome back. Can you let our visitors or our listeners know a bit about yourself and how they get in touch with you after the show?
Sure. I'm glad to be back. I always love doing these recordings with you. I'm an ADHD coach. I specialize in working with professionals struggling to reach their potential due to challenges with things like disorganization and poor time management, procrastination, having too much on our plates, you know, typical ADD challenges. And I help my clients start firing on all cylinders in all areas of life so that they can have, you know, more time, more energy for the things that they love and the things that they want to do. You can learn more about me and what I do at my website. It's www.coachingaddvantages.com. I am also kicking off. It will go live. It'll start as a live class on February 8th. The Push Past Procrastination program as well. So you can learn more about that at the website www.pushpastprocrastination.com, and it'll be a live 4-week program that we'll go through as a class and has a strong area of support and accountability and interaction with your own tribe. So it's kind of a cool program.
Okay, welcome back, Lynn. And what I didn't let people know in the beginning is Lynn is one of the people, one of the ADHD coaches who has donated stuff to the ADHD giveaway. Hundreds of dollars worth of gifts Lynn's donated. So you can sign up for that at ADHDgiveaway.com. So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about some of the struggles and challenges of getting things done when you have ADD or ADHD. And I don't know, Lynn, I don't know if I can relate to that. Can you?
Yeah.
Big time. Being sarcastic.
Yes. Definitely. And I think anybody listening can relate to that. And I think it's probably, you know, it's probably one of the biggest things we struggle with. Although I always tell my clients, like, I don't want you to measure the quality of your day, you know, a good day versus a bad day, by how much stuff you cross off your to-do list. But that's got to be a piece of it, because it really, you know, it really affects how we feel about ourselves and how we feel about, you know, what it is that we do all day, regardless of what it is that you do all day, our ability to get stuff done.
So What's interfering or what's getting in the way for people with ADHD when it comes to getting things done or not getting things done?
I think a lot of different things. Like, you know, I think probably first and foremost, our executive functions get in the way. So we struggle to get started on things. We struggle to organize information, especially in our minds. So like time management, task management, prioritization, and physical organization all affect our productivity. You know, you can't take care of what you don't remember. So having an effective system in place for keeping track of your to-dos, you know, a task management system that works for you is essential. You can't take care of what you can't find, so physical organization is crucial. You know, if you're living in clutter and chaos and stuff, and you're frequently misplacing things because you're not organized, you know, in a physical sense, that affects your ability to get stuff done. And you can't take care of what you don't have time to do, so effective time management systems are also essential. You know, we struggle with time blindness, so, you know, poor perception of the flow of time and difficulty judging the passage of time and, you know, not knowing what time it is and how long things take and remembering how long things have taken in the past, you know, that all affects time management. Being punctual is a piece of it. Spending your time efficiently and wisely, managing your calendar effectively, you know, all of those things come into play. And you can't take care of what you need to take care of when it needs to be taken care of if you can't set priorities effectively.
Mm.
You know, and that's, of course, a piece of task management and a piece of time management and also executive function related. And then, of course, there's the procrastination piece, right? That's huge for us with ADHD and probably the number one complaint of clients who come to my coaching practice. And the toll it takes on us can be tremendous. I mean, procrastination is such, you know, it's such a nemesis for so many of us. It really is. It affects us in every aspect, like our personal relationships. You know, we're perceived as flaky, unreliable, undependable, and even selfish. You know, our last-minute rushes and our flurries of chaos and insanity create a lot of stress and strain for us, but they also create stress and strain for people around us. And our procrastination affects our personal and our professional relationships significantly. You know, professionally, again, we're perceived as, you know, flaky and unreliable, mm-hmm. and it can keep us from missing out on opportunities for advancement and growth. And, of course, that affects us financially. But, you know, procrastination and not taking care of the things that we need to take care of also affects us financially in other ways, like late fees, interest charges, penalties, expedited shipping. You know, we're recording this right around the winter holiday season, so I'm hearing a lot of those kinds of things from my clients, complaints about, you know, having to ship things last minute, lots of other extra costs that come, you know, kind of come to us because of our difficulty with managing the things that we need to do and getting them done. But it affects us internally, I think, as well. And that, I think, as a coach, may be the biggest cost of all. You know, when we don't do the things we need to do, we don't get stuff done when we need to get it done, mm-hmm. you know, we stop trusting ourselves. We stop believing in ourselves. We stop believing in our abilities. And we stop believing in our potential. And that kind of keeps us from reaching our potential. I always tell my clients, you know, how can you reach your potential if deep down you don't really believe that you can? And I think that's what happens over time. You know, we don't want to focus on the to-do list as being the measure of a good day or a bad day, but at the same time, you know, when we aren't productive in ways that are, you know, effective and efficient and, you know, timely, it really does affect us in every single area of our lives.
Wow. I mean, there's so much involved in getting things done, and just listening, you know, to you talk about it is a bit overwhelming. So, it makes so much sense that it's going to be overwhelming to do stuff. And I know a lot of us, we just kind of look at getting a project done or a task done, that it's just that one thing that's involved. And it's not. It's the administrative type stuff. And the emotions from what you were talking about play a lot into getting things done. So, you know, we're not trying to overwhelm people on here, but just to have that awareness of what might be getting in their way or what's involved of successfully complete something. And I know a lot of us, our brains don't automatically go to that.
No, you're exactly right. And it's, you know, we often look at the things that we need to do, you know, whether they're on a list or, you know, we're trying to manage them in our minds or whatever, and our failure to do those things, we don't look at how complex some of these tasks can be sometimes. You know, sometimes the things we need to do really are much more like, you know, kind of complex projects than they are actual tasks. And that alone can be something that keeps us from executing them. So it's really, you know, looking at it in terms of like the pieces and parts, and looking at the individual areas that you need to improve is going to give you a lot more, you know, direction in terms of what to work on, rather than just saying, I need to work harder, you know, I need to work smarter, I need to work harder, all those things, you know, I always say I need to pedal faster, you know, just kind of, you know, that whole spinning in circles, but just, you know, really doing it more quickly and working harder all the time isn't the answer. So looking at the components, you know, is it task management? Is it how you're tracking things? Is it, you know, how you're using your calendar? Is it, you know, how you're managing your time? And what are the pieces within that that are causing the struggle? Is it prioritization? Yeah. Is it lack of planning? Is it, you know, really looking at the pieces and the parts and seeing, you know, behaviorally where you need to focus is going to really, in the long run, I think, help you make changes more so than just saying, I don't get enough done, I'm not productive enough, I'm not efficient enough or effective enough. It really, you know, those are the kinds of things we look at in coaching. We're looking at the components and the pieces and the behaviors around them and helping you, you know, do them more effectively in ways that work, you know, more easily and more effectively for you as an individual, rather than looking at just the whole, you know, in 2016, I'm going to get more stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's
important,
I mean, to kind
figure
of
out what
it
is. It makes sense to change things and to learn new skills and develop different ways of doing them. But first, you have to kind of figure out what should be changed or what helps change. And when you change those things and you identify them and they improve, the emotional aspect improves. So you're going to really increase your productivity and improve your life when you find better ways to do things.
Oh my gosh, yes. And that emotional piece, that thinking piece, the belief piece, you know, how you feel about yourself is such an important piece of the puzzle. And it's, you know, when we're looking at, you know, what's the best calendar, what's the best app for this, what's the best, you know, way to system for this, how do I, you know, what's the best to-do list or, you know, whatever, we're looking at, you know, kind of the doing stuff. We're not looking at how we're thinking and how we're feeling about things. And really that thinking piece, you know, how you feel about your abilities, how you feel about the things that you're struggling with, how you feel about the tools you're using even and the systems you're putting into place is a huge piece of the puzzle. Because again, like if you don't believe you can do it, I guarantee you're right. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can.
You're not going to do
it. I don't remember
what
that expression is, but you know, if you don't believe you can, you're gonna be correct because you have to believe that you can use these tools and use these systems and make the changes and make them stick, and you know, really starting to see the changes and see the improvements and see the difference is, you know, often the tipping point for so many of our clients that, you know, kind of helps propel them forward. Like they, you know, they're seeing or we're pointing out to them that, you know, they are making progress, they are making improvements, and they start to really feel capable again. And that's something I think we all want is to, you know, to mm-hmm. feel capable again, because we are. I mean, we're a pretty bright bunch in the grand scheme of things.
And just, I'm not going to let people know exactly what you're giving away at the ADHD giveaway, but the gift that you've donated is actually something that is going to help people develop the skills to get things done in an easier, better way. So
it is.
A little plug again for the
puzzle.
ADHD giveaway. So ADHDgiveaway.com.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that's the thing. There are tools. There are strategies. There are resources to help, you know, with getting things done and to help you, you know, be more productive and have a more peaceful, happier life.
Definitely. And it's, you know, how we feel about, you know, what we've accomplished at the end of the day, even though there's more to life than that, is a really important piece of, mm-hmm. you know, having that peace of mind, having that sort of, you know, I think the phrase self-esteem is probably overused, but really, you know, like, feeling good about yourself, feeling productive, feeling like mm-hmm. a, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, like a productive member of society is a really good feeling. And, you know, so many of us end every day feeling like there's so much more that we wanted to accomplish than what we did, and, you know, making ourselves a little bit crazy, often late night, you know, trying to get done what we didn't do during the course of the day, turning that around can make a dramatic improvement in how you feel about life in general. I mean, it really is.
Sometimes it's getting that one small task that's been nagging at you for days, months, weeks, getting that complete or making progress on that can just totally change your day or your life for the better. I mean, sometimes it's that one small thing. When you finally get it done or find your better way to complete it, it can change your life.
It really can. It can change your outlook. It can give you the momentum you need to keep moving forward on other things that maybe you're stalled on. I mean, it really is kind of like, you know, it tips the scales, so to speak, and really can get you moving in other areas where you were struggling. Really just, you know, being able to get something done that's been hanging over your head or that you know is hard for you, might not be hard for someone else, but that, you know, that you struggle with, can really be the difference between, you know, being able to continue to just, you know, keep putting one foot in front of the other and plug along effectively. It can make a huge difference. It really can.
Yep. Without giving away, you know, the surprise about what your giveaway item is, Lynn, is there a hint that you can give about it?
Let's see. A hint without giving away the surprise. Some tools and ways. I'm trying to think of how to say this without really kind of like giving away the whole farm. Let's just say some different ways for you to think about your own productivity, and some definitely some tools that will help you create ways that you can continue to get stuff done, you know, on your own long after you're done with the giveaway. Let's put it that way.
That makes me want to sign up for it.
a little teaser. That's a fine line between giving away too much and not giving away enough.
Yeah. So is there anything that we didn't discuss today about getting things done that you'd like to bring up today, Lynn?
I'd say probably the first thing I always tell clients, and if you've ever heard me speak at all before, you probably know where I'm going with this, but really the first thing that I always tell clients, and I remind people with ADHD, is to be really careful, you know, kind of how you think about yourself and how you talk about yourself when you find yourself procrastinating or not doing something that you know you need to do or even that you intended to do. You know, the first thing we tend to do is go into that whole, like, you know, I call it the self-flagellation. You give yourself a good beating. You know, here I go again, same stuff, different day. You know, I'm lazy. I'm never going to get things done. I'm, you know, all of that kind of self-talk stuff. When the first thing, you know, I encourage my clients to do is to you know, be nice to yourself. And again, it sounds silly and it sounds trite, but it can be enough. Cutting yourself some slack, understanding why you struggle, can be enough, you know, to shift that thinking just enough that you can put one foot in front of the other and really, you know, start moving forward. So when you're stuck, when you're struggling, when you're, you know, procrastinating, when you're putting off the things that you need to do, remember that it's not your moral character. It's not, you know, a judgment of your character. It's your ADD brain wiring. And there are lots of ways that you can learn to help yourself work around that brain wiring. But, you know, beating yourself up is going to keep you from finding those solutions and being open to them when they present themselves.
That's such great advice, because the tools, the strategies are all great. But the most important thing, the thing that's going to make the biggest difference, is treating yourself better and taking care of yourself. So thank you so much for sharing that, Lynn. And before we get going today, could you give out your contact information once again?
Sure. Again, my name's Lynn Edris. It's E-D-R-I-S. My website is Coaching Advantages with two D's, a little play on words. So it's www.coachingaddvantages.com. You can also find out more information about me from the pushpastprocrastination.com website and more about that program. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Yeah, definitely check out Lynn's website. She has some great information. And since it is towards the beginning of the new year, you know, consider contacting Lynn and setting up a consultation for coaching. I mean, this is a great time of year to begin working with an ADHD coach too. So thanks again, Lynn. And I just want to remind everyone again about the ADHD giveaway event that is taking place January 17th through February 17th. And all you need to do is sign up at ADHDgiveaway.com, and you will be given access to some great products and services. And Lynn is one of the generous ADHD coaches who donated to the ADHD giveaway event, and what she's giving away is a surprise, but it will help you develop skills and strategies to get things done in a better way. So thanks again, Lynn, and thank you everyone for listening to ADHD Support Talk Radio. And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, make sure you stop by our website at ADHDsupporttalk.com. Thanks again, everyone, and have a great day.